Running to tie your shoe. I'll come running to tie your shoe. I'll come running to tie your shoe. I'll come running to tie your shoe.
Hello, everyone. You are listening to WMUC-FM College Park, and this is the radio show Lunatic, bringing you the latest and greatest. Well, actually, today we're going back in time a little, but the latest and greatest of K-pop. Thank you all so much for listening. I hope everyone is, well, actually, it was kind of warmer today, so I can't really say warm, but yeah, before we get started, let's do a little PSA from the farmer's market.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May, and fall season from August to November.
All right, thank you, Farmers Market. So first up on our playlist, we're going to have Mr. Mister by Girls' Generation. First, I want to talk a little bit about the year 2014 K-pop. I think this is kind of like a very big transition year. We have kind of the end of a lot of second-gen groups. Girls' Generation is kind of fading in popularity. And then, well, actually, they're still very popular, so that's kind of a lie. But we see kind of the emergence of the third wave of K-pop with Red Velvet, A-Pink. I think I've been around for a few years already, but they'll just kind of get bigger and bigger. We have Lovelies. We have XID as well, has their big hit. Yeah, and it was just a very big year of transition. And next year, well, not next year, but 2015, we see even more of that. So I think this year, I did like a little random year generator for this. And I was really glad that I got 2014 because there's a decent variety of styles. There's both modern and older. There's 2000s, 2010s. So I'm really glad I got this year and I was able to curate a playlist that kind of shows the best of the best. And there's a lot of really iconic K-pop songs on this playlist. So, but without any further ado, our first song is Mr. Mister by Girls' Generation.
Mr.
The song Touch My Body by the group Sistar. Or maybe it's Sistar, but it's spelled S-I-S-T-A-R. Maybe like Sistar. Star. Okay. And Sistar was a big second gen group, but now we are going to move into a third generation group. And if you're confused by what I mean by generations, they're really just time periods in K-pop marked by musical changes. Right now, if a group were to debut right now, they'd be considered part of fifth gen, which started in around, I think consensus is like 2022 roughly. And I would say for third gen, actually kind of started in 2014, which is the year this show focuses on. So, whoa. But this comes from a little known group called Red Velvet, who are probably my favorite K-pop group of all time, maybe with Luna in a close second, or Luna in first. And this is their debut song, Happiness. Now, Happiness is a little controversial. Not everyone likes it. I personally like it, but that's just me. And this is also the only Red Velvet song to feature only four members. The fifth member, Yeri, would not join until their second song, Ice Cream Cake. So, this is Happiness by Red Velvet.
Sometimes you gotta be bold, just rock the world.
Booyah!
La 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 la.
Happiness!
La 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 la.
Are you happy? 고민은 도와 불굴한 깊은 change up. 힘을 내는 go with your wind up. 한 방에 멋진 일이 가득 straight up.
난 매일 더 style up. 기분 업되는 일에 집중. 내가 행복하게 사는 비결을 좀 말해볼까.
All right, that was Orange... Oh, Catalina, excuse me, or Catalina, I think, by Orange Caramel. I don't know why. I did not know this was really a K-pop song because I had always heard it growing up. I don't know, like the sushi restaurant near my house had this song on all the time and had the music video on all the time on like the TV screens because they turned into sushi or something. I don't even know, but it's like, I think one of the first K-pop songs I ever heard. So that brings back some memories to listen to that. It's a fun song. You've probably also heard it because there's memes made about it. It's kooky, you know. But next up we have a song from FX. FX was formed in 2009. They're under SM Entertainment, so the same group that has aespa, Red Velvet. This was like, I don't think this was their OG girl group, but close enough. And they were contemporaries of SNSD, Wonder Girls, 4MINUTE, and the like. And I really like this song. I think it's very kind of 2014, but in a way that still feels modern. And of course, if I'm going to play an SNSD song, not, sorry, FX song, of course, I have to mention Sully and pay a little respect because she passed so young, tragically, and yeah, just definitely whenever I see her name on that album cover, I'm like, oh, yeah. But anyway, didn't mean to bring the mood down, but this is Red Light by FX.
Yeah. 물처럼 귀에서 자꾸 맴돌아요. 달콤한 그 말을 굴리다 입에서 후하면 향긋한 향기가 불어와요. Oh. 유리처럼 투명한 그 맘이 좋아요.
The song Candy Jelly Love from Lovelies. That was actually their debut song. Yeah, Lovelies, kind of a third-gen group, but definitely not the levels of, you know, levels of popularity of Blackpink, Twice, Red Velvet, etc. But they had a solid run. They were around until 2021. They actually performed together again in 2024 and 2025. Next up, we have a song from a solo artist, Ailee, who was actually raised in America, and she has probably one of my favorite voices in K-pop. I just think she's so powerful when she sings, and it's really, really, really good, really cool to listen to. It's something you don't find in K-pop that much anymore. But anyway, this is one of her songs from 2014, which is called Don't Touch.
Sound got a go. 사랑을 하면서
That was What You Doin' Today by the group 4Minute. I really like 4Minute. I would say of the second gen or older generations of groups, girl groups specifically, they're definitely up there for me. But that song's probably not my favorite by them. I'll probably say Hate or maybe Volume Up. They also have great lead vocalist, Gayeon, super, super good. And next up, we have another song from another second generation group called Mamma Mia. The song is called Mamma Mia. The group is called Kara. They were big in the early 2010s. They unfortunately didn't really reach the same amount of success as, say, 4Minute, honestly. But I would say they still developed a really, really loyal fan base, and Step Up by them will 100% at some point make it onto the show, because that is one of my favorite all-time K-pop songs, for sure. But without any further ado, this is Mamma Mia by Kara. And of course, you are listening to the lovely WCFM College Park, where college radio is good radio.
bum 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 bum.
Hey girl, 영원 같던 찰나,
운명 같은 순간,
나를 한순간 뚫고 가.
너
내 이름 불러주면 나에게로 다가와.
몰라, 순간처럼 맞아. 너를 마주하는 순간 oh my, 편하게 여기 앉아 이제 내 얘기를 들어봐.
Oh, I don't care, 멀리 멀리 돌아간대도 이렇게 너의 곁에 단한 남자가 될 테니. 말도 넘었어 그 믿음을 보여준 너.
모두 별이 널 떠나간대도 넌 나만의 lady. 내 손을 잡아주는 그거면 내 것들은 만나. 그 안에 진짜를 봐봐.
Call me baby babe, call me baby, call me baby babe, call me baby.
너의 해걱정가 맘마
마주해. Never don't mind about a thing. 내 가슴 속 거대한 공백에 널 더해.
Call me baby, baby, baby.
흔들리는 세상 속에서 빛이 되준 오직 한 사람.
That was Call Me Baby by XO. I actually originally thought they debuted in 2014, but they debuted in 2013. And I'm kind of glad about that because I think on their debut song, which is called Growl, or maybe it's Wolf, I don't know. But in Growl, I know they do kind of start growling, and oh, I can't play that. I can't play that. But I did play you my mandatory boy group song for the night. A little treat from me. And next up, we're gonna hear a song from probably one of the biggest girl groups of all time in K-pop, up there with like SNSD, Blackpink. This is 21. Their song I Am the Best, I think, made its way to Western audiences. This didn't. This is my favorite song by them, and it did come out in 2014, which I was very glad about when I was making this playlist. I was like, yay, I got to play it. My friend in Vermont is texting me to play the Growl song. I'm not doing that. Sorry, Sidra. Shout out Sidra, by the way. She's my loyal listener. But we are going to play Come Back Home by 21. And Sidra, you will like it.
Thank you.
Come Back Home by 21. As a friendly reminder, you are listening to WMAC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. Fantastic radio, dare I say. And this is the show Lunatic. And we are just wrapping up here. Fear not, we have a ton of stuff still on the air. We are on the air for a few more hours. We have the new Indie Canon from 9 to 11. And then Valen Vibes from 11 to 12. And you should really stick around and listen to it, even though it is very, very different from K-pop, what is going to be played next, but yeah. But next up, we have a very culturally significant song. This song, I personally think, changed lives. Well, it changed the lives of the members. It changed the lives of XID's members, specifically Hani. So, XID were not a big group. They just weren't. They were flopping. They debuted in 2012, and the first few years, not good. And they came out with a song called Up and Down as a digital single in 2014. And one day when they were performing it, this fan cam, which is a fan cam is a kind of a recording of a single member during a concert. This fan cam of the member Hani went absolutely viral because Hani's beautiful. She's an amazing dancer, amazing singer. She's the full package. So why wouldn't she go viral? And ever since then, well, not ever since then, from like 2014, 2015 to 2020, XID was a decently popular girl group. And they recently came back, I think, again in 2022, I want to say, to release a few more music, but they had a few more songs, fewer music, but they haven't exactly been active since then, unfortunately. But yeah, I absolutely adore XID. I think they have some of the strongest vocals in K-pop and one of the strongest rappers as well in Ellie. And I love this song very much, and I hope you do too. This is going to be my last song for you guys this week, and I will see you next week if you feel so inclined to join it again at 8 p.m. All right, here is Up and Down by XID.
We out. 끝낼 텐데 만만치가 않아 않아 울먹울먹 인천강을 건너 건너 가고파도 돈이 없어 힘들어
난 어떻게 잊어야 하나 봐.